Like what happens? Andy gets up out of his chair and walks, just leaves the microphone. Are you back now? You ready to participate in our little show?
Uncle, Mr. You're good to go? Behind the scenes, I went to go check on a date for the Browns. Mister,
you're the king of Google. You got a computer right in front of you.
Yeah,
you
couldn't have Googled it? It's easier to do that. But I will tell you this, Jeff. Daryl Ryder is filing reports from West Virginia all week long. New episodes of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by our outstanding friends at Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
Wait a minute. Daryl's not going solo on that. Who's his co-host on that
thing? Daryl is doing daily reports from there, so he is flying solo this week. He called me last night. He's like, hey, man, I got you covered this week. I was like, but I'm going to miss you, Daryl. And he was just like, yeah, right. And I was like, yeah, right.
You said, that's awesome. I'm still allowing the glow of being a Heights High Hall of Famer.
I'm not one yet. Have to wait. I have to go through the entire. I still mess up by the 26th, so I can tell you.
We are available for speeches.
Yeah. Are you guys coming in for that? You guys want to go? I'll get you tickets.
Gosh, I think I'm busy that night.
You know what?
Unless I'm giving the speech.
Menigan would go and you wouldn't. I know that for a fact. I'd be like, hey, Jeff, man, I'd really be honored if you want to show up for this dinner we're having on the 26th. And you'd be like,
got to mow the lawn, Andy.
Yeah, you know, we're redoing the backyard that
mowing
day.
The lawn.
Oh, man.
Got to pull weeds.
Oh, wait a minute. On the 26th, I cut my fingernails, man. I can't come that. It's a big day.
It is a big day, actually.
Wait a minute. I got to drive all the way to Cleveland Heights for that? That's what you would say.
That's exactly what I would say.
Yeah, so that's all right. Yeah, when I'm hanging out with the Kelseys and you're hanging out with me.
So
again, we're available for speeches.
I'm sure the Kelseys are coming in for the ceremony.
Actually, I think they're taking a personal day for that game that week. Well,
Taylor,
just Travis.
Taylor, sorry, hon. You're going to have to be on your own. I got to go see AB get inducted.
Taylor's going to come in and sing the alma mater. It's going to be awesome.
Honey, we're leaving the Olympics. We're going back and for AB.
Meredith would go. If I asked Meredith, she would go with us.
Well,
Meredith, would you like to be a part of our family that night? See? Her mic suddenly doesn't work. For the first time.
I would go to support you, Andy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I missed that last thing.
It's all right.
That's why. It wasn't that my mic wasn't working. It's just I got caught up.
Chris Rose was just with us. And Chris kind of feels the way about the trade deadline I think we all feel. If you're a Guardians fan and you've bought into this season and they're in first place with tied for the best record in baseball right now, your thought at the trade deadline has to be this. Hey, why not? Why not? Everything else has worked this year. Why not this?
Jeff, you do have to look at this schedule right now.
Oh, it's tough.
And say to yourself, if they still have the best or even the top three, record-wise, September 1st, I don't know. Who do they even play that weekend? Pittsburgh, then Kansas City, then Los Angeles, going into September. Matt, this month is a brutal. Brutal.
But how about this? It's like, why not? Right now, and earlier in the show, we kind of looked at the rotation. Tanner Bibee, yep. Ben Lively, Ben, congratulations and thank you. You've done a great job. Yep, you're in it for the rest of the season. Gavin Williams, looks like he's coming on, finding himself. That's terrific. And perhaps those are your three guys if you get to the postseason. Who are the key guys for your starting rotation? If you need a fourth, who might it be? We'll find out. You will need a fourth and a fifth for the rest of the regular season. That's 2 months. And you've got to get there. You're not in the playoffs yet. I mean, stranger things have happened. Ask the Gene Mock and the Philadelphia Phillies when they blew, a 10-game lead in September. Many, many years ago. But is this interesting, Andy? Of the seven guys who you have to think are the candidates to be your final two starters for the rest of the season, if you're going to be able to land two guys and they just get locked in, Carlos Carrasco, Xavier Curry, Logan Allen, Tristan McKenzie, Joey Cantillo, Alex Cobb, Matt Boyd, I would think the two guys that you think might be your best bets have yet to throw a pitch this season in a major league game. That's kind of where you are.
You forgot my other Cobb and Matt Boyd. Bullpen.
Okay.
But you can't. I don't know how many times you can do that between now.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
At some point, you need a couple of starters to give you six innings on a regular basis, don't you?
Yes.
And if yeah, Alex...
But I got to tell you, and maybe Dan agrees with me on this or not, it doesn't even feel like six right now. It's like, okay, can you guys give me five? Can you give me five innings?
And imagine if they can give you six or seven.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
You know, Boyd's been coming along. He's pitched a couple of times at Akron. The Rubber Ducks play-by-play man is a buddy of ours, Jim Clark, and he's going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, good.
To give us a little insight onto what Matthew Boyd has been doing down in the minors. But he's looked good, but he's pitching against double-A guys. And, you know, Cobb has thrown the ball fairly well in his rehab assignments. You know, that's kind of a – both of these, actually, could end up being – sneaky smart moves by this front office.
Sneaky.
You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of teams went to watch Matt Boyd throw, coming back from Tommy John surgery. Guardians signed him. Minigan has no confidence in him. That's okay. He's coming back from Tommy John, of course. But what if he happens to click? Okay, great. And Dan loves Alex Cobb. All right. Well,
you've hurt my feelings this entire segment by lumping the two of them in the same basket.
Well, but they are in the same basket, Dan.
No.
No, but they are.
One was good 5 years ago, and the other one was good last year.
Okay. They're both veteran pitchers in their 30s who are coming back from surgeries. Hip surgery for Cobb, and before you say, well, it's only a hip. Yeah, well, the hip yet led to the shoulder, and then that led to blisters.
And that's connected to the shin bone?
It's connected to the blister finger, apparently.
Exactly.
Somehow, the hip is connected to the shoulder. You know, think about it.
They are going to have to piece this together and just figure it out. Much like what they did with the bullpen to start the
season.
And
maybe Boyd becomes something. Just because Menegan doesn't like him doesn't mean the Guardians won't.
There's a reason why I'm not paid by a team. I can tell you that thoroughly. But I think you are putting a lot of eggs in one of the shakiest baskets if you're looking at Matthew Boyd as anything more than a lottery ticket.
But they all are. That's the point here.
Yeah.
All seven of these candidates to fill out the rotation are lottery tickets. Carlos Carrasco, has he shown you anything other than an ability to get through a lineup once, which means long reliever to me? Has he shown you anything? Nope. And I love the guy. Xavier Curry, okay, he can come in and help you a little bit, but you comfortable there? I'm not. Logan Allen has 8 wins and an ERA of like 5.8. And he hasn't been lights out in AAA. You feeling any confidence there? Tristan McKenzie. Anybody? Show of hands. Who's confident that Tristan could be the guy who comes up and helps you? Right. I didn't see any hands. Joey Cantillo? Maybe. Other than Kyle Schwarber, he did a pretty good job the other day. Maybe. Alex Cobb? I sure hope so. I think he's your best bet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any question he's your best bet.
I think he's starting game two for you in a playoff series.
Well, maybe. If you get to the playoffs. Again, you've got to get there. And I honestly think if Matthew Boyd shows that he is healthy and can go 80 pitches, I think he's your fifth starter. And I know that's a bit of a stretch because he's coming off of Tommy John.
Can I ask a negative question? I know going into the last segment here.
Why don't you start the next segment with it?
Well, let me let you think about this for a second. All right. They're, 20-plus games over 500, right? And you're looking at the schedule right now. How disappointed – tied for the best record in baseball percentage-wise. How disappointed are you going to be if they don't make the playoffs? I mean, I'm looking at the schedule, and that's looking back at me, and I'll explain what I'm seeing next.
That's Andy Baskin bringing us down here on Baskin and Phelps.
That's you.